Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup last night, and Ozzy Osbourne was happy. We know this because Ozzy is a St. Louis Blues fan. He posted an image of himself wearing the Blues jersey with the message, "Let's go Blues." Now, the story of this is that Ozzy, is one of his most famous mugshots, comes from May of 1984. Actually, I don't know how many different mugshots we have of Ozzy, but there was the one when he got busted on Beale Street in May of 84. And that night, he happened to be wearing a St. Louis Blues jersey. And I guess somebody reminded Ozzy of that, and that, "Ozzy, you're a St. Louis Blues. That was the jersey you were wearing the night you got busted on Beale Street, 12:30 in the morning, public intoxication, held for 5 hours until you sobered up." Oh, okay.
They had to show him a picture because he didn't remember.
And so then Ozzy decided, well, that's the team that I'm going to cheer for in the Stanley Cup. So he got behind the St. Louis Blues, and it all worked out for him. I doubt he actually watched last night, but I'm sure he's happy this morning for one reason or another. Big Burt Reynolds auction going off this weekend. On Saturday and Sunday, they will be selling more than 850 items from his life and his career, including a replica of the Smokey and the Bandit car. 50-plus pairs of Burt Reynolds cowboy boots will be up for auction. His Cannonball Run belt buckle, and they'll have some prints from his 1972 Cosmo centerfold.
Did they say what size the boots are?
I don't know. But it goes up this weekend. Burt died last year at the age of 82. And then there's this. We got Tommy Lee and Courtney Love feuding. These two. After she called Motley Crue's recently released biopic, The Dirt, the, quote, "dumbest Netflix film ever," Courtney Love said she had three girlfriends over for massages, and she said, "We watched the dumbest Netflix film ever called The Dirt. It's so stupid and vile about women and just effing dumb. And we just made jokes about it." She described it as predictable. Well, then, so anyway, she puts that out there on social media, and Tommy Lee has to respond. He goes out on Twitter, "Hey, Courtney, when's your movie coming out? Oh, wait, never," is his response.
A horror movie. Yeah.
The Dirt has a, from now, if you go to Rotten Tomatoes, they give you two different scores. They give you critic scores and fan scores, which I kind of like because a lot of times there's a big disagreement there.
And sometimes the critics are wrong.
Critics give it a 39% score, while fans give it a 95% score.
So, I'd lean more towards the fans' review of it than, I mean, I don't know if it was 95, but it was definitely better than 30-something.
Yeah. It's not bad, but it's not a work of art, but it's, if you're into rock and roll, it's sort of interesting. I think the book is probably better, but you can get this done in 90 minutes. It can be in and out in 90 minutes. That's it. That's the trash.